Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
I don't know about you, but I am not a big breakfast fan. Never have been. I find it so boring. I don't eat. I absolutely hate, detest eggs. So for me, breakfast and brunch is just a total waste of time, a total waste of money, and I get absolutely zero enjoyment out of it. However, all that said, Siobhan Berry, many of you, of course, will know Siobhan as Mummy Cooks on social media. Siobhan is with me today to talk to me about batch cooking breakfasts. And it's all about variety, Siobhan, isn't it?
It really is. And I think, you know, whereas you don't like to eat breakfast maybe because you're not hungry in the morning, and that can often happen with kids as well. So let's say it's an early rise and they're not hungry enough, you can kind of maybe push that forward to their mid break time or when you get into work. And that, you know, something like a muffin, which I've made today, is a great idea.
A few different bits. I should say for people, actually, all of the recipes Siobhan's talking about, they will be up on our socials. They'll be on your socials as well, too, at Mummy Cook. So people will be able to take note of them there. But your first option for me as a non-breakfast fan today is a breakfast muffin.
Yeah, and you're gonna love breakfast after this.
Convince me.
So this is a banana and berry muffin. Now, when we talk about batch cooking, you are going to probably, you know, you're going to make this ahead of time. So maybe at the weekend when you have a bit of time, maybe make 24. They freeze really well.
Okay.
And you don't have to be a baker, which is really important.
Good.
But you do have to follow a couple of steps. So as we said, the recipe is on, but mainly what's in it is oats and flour, and you've got a bit of cinnamon in there, and then you've got bananas and berries.
It's lovely. It's something similar to a scone.
Yes, it's a little more dense than a normal muffin that you might get from, but it's because of the oats, actually.
Okay, so this is all oat based rather than.
So it's oats and it's flour, so it's both.
Okay, you've blueberries anyway. I can taste in this.
So I used frozen berries. So you know, berries right now aren't great. So if in the summer, maybe use fresh berries, but frozen are fantastic. You know, and you have them to hand if you've them in the freezer.
Cost effective.
Yes, absolutely. So yeah, on the go. Let's say you get up, the child gets up and they're not that hungry. So if they're in the car on the way, you can hand them a muffin. I've served it there with a little bit of yogurt. I like the I like the kind of the idea of having something, you know, to dip it into. Also, these are great for babies. So I cook a lot for babies. So I'm always making sure that it is adaptable for baby.
Yeah.
There's a little bit of salt in it. We might take that out for baby. But in their hand as a finger food and eating it. And that's a full meal for them.
So you would actually eat the muffin with the yogurt?
Yeah, I kind of like, because you've got the protein in the yogurt and then you've got the carbohydrates and the fruit. So you've got actually a very balanced meal there.
I've only taken, you know, a chunk off the muffin for it to taste it for the show. But it's I would imagine that's quite filling.
It is really filling.
Yeah.
It's proper. It is breakfast. And as I said, like, it's not, you don't have to be a chef or anything to make these, and make them with the kids as well is always great, you know, so that they're helping you make it. So for a muffin, then it's the main thing is separating your dry and your wet ingredients. Otherwise, it becomes really dense. And then the fruit goes at the end so that, let's say, when we put in the berries into it, it doesn't change the colour of it.
Right. So you would tend to make this in one go, one batch.
Yeah, I like, so silicone, another one is silicone muffin trays. So
yeah, I don't actually have them. I must get
them. They are an absolute godsend when you're batch cooking muffins, because you don't have to grease it. It comes out really, really easy, and it's very little washing up. So absolutely essential when you're doing batch cooking muffins. But I'd have maybe 24 muffin cases.
Right.
Make up the mixture. I would leave about 5 or 10 in the fridge for the next 5 days. And then I'd freeze in a Ziploc bag the rest of them.
Yeah.
So when you're ready then to use them, take them out of the freezer, into the fridge the night before, and then they're ready for the next morning.
And once you take them out of the freezer, do they need to be eaten the next day or?
So with any food, if you freeze it on the day, you still have the 2 days after. So no, they don't have to be eaten on the day, as long as they're kept in the fridge.
Yeah, as long as they're in the fridge.
Yeah.
So you will do that. You'll do a batch of it. And so then you can probably mix up the ingredients, whatever you're putting into it.
Yeah. And I also make vegetable ones as well. So
Go on.
It's all about getting in the fruit and the vegetables into muffins that maybe children aren't eating?
Sorry, but you put veg muffins.
Yeah, veg muffins. So it's a different, obviously, recipe, but it's mainly like your flour, your eggs, your milk, and then you've got your courgette and your tomato and your any kind of vegetable to go into it.
So something similar to a sort of a mini quiche kind of a type thing.
Yeah, but it's more tastes more like a breaded muffin actually.
Okay.
So yeah, and great for the lunchbox and great for a healthy. You can have that with soup as well. So in your food flask as well.
Yeah,
yeah.
So this is definitely something I can try.
Yeah,
because I just feel like there's nothing worse than when somebody asks me if I want to go for brunch.
Yeah,
I feel robbed. I'm not paying 15 quid for avocado on toast.
I know.
When I don't eat eggs. So like it's avocado on toast.
And like the variety of it as well. So as you maybe don't eat this every day, but maybe one day you're saying you're not mad in the porridge, but it is good to have that porridge and get it in there.
That's
and
all
then,
I eat. Yeah. It's so bleak.
But then that's what's wrong is that it's not enough variety and you're getting bored of the meal.
I mean, to be honest, I don't really eat breakfast because I just find it so boring.
Yeah.
Coffee,
it's important.
It's terrible.
Important
I know. I shouldn't be saying
this. Yeah.
You've something different here too. I love this little flask. You've a little personalised Mummy Cooks flask for me today. What's in it?
So again, on the go. So let's say we've skipped breakfast, we're too busy, or the child actually loves smoothie, and you want to get fruit in rather than a piece of fruit. Or, sometimes in the lunchbox, certainly the apple or the orange comes back again after when they come home. So this is a great way to get it in. Also, I always think about children that they have they like certain foods. So they love cold foods. My daughter loves putting ice into her water bottle. She loves the crinkle of it. She loves the coldness, but she also loves this.
So what's in it?
So there's banana in it. There's berries again in it. There's milk and then there's yogurt.
So you just put all of this into
a blender
or something, yeah.
Yeah, and the way you keep it cold is by putting the food flask in the freezer, maybe overnight or just even a half an hour before, so it stays cold.
I was wondering, because this is very cold.
Yeah,
as if you've
travelled from Stillorgan.
Well, I was thinking that. It's as if you've just taken it out of a fridge. So I assumed you must have put ice into this before you
came in. No, so the food flask is either keep it cold or it'll keep it warm if it was a warm lunch.
So you just would freeze this flask overnight, basically?
Yeah, or just even a half an hour. It's just needs to take on the cold or the heat, whatever way you're using it.
Great.
Yeah.
And you'll use the berry as a breakfast option or, just something handy as a quick snack.
Or a midday snack or something. It's just, I especially with children, it's about variety and it's about changing it up. When we start offering the same foods or the same way, they just start, they start actually avoiding that. And then you're really into, very little, like maybe a cheese sandwich. So with the food flask, actually, I would give my girls a hot lunch every day. So they would get pasta or soup or leftovers from the day before.
Right.
So that we're not getting that same sandwich every day because it is hard to get vegetables into it.
So to heat this up then?
Yeah, so 5 minutes, you put boiling water for 5 minutes and discard the water and put the hot food in. Fill it up to the top and then it's ready for them then 12, 1 o'clock, whatever time the lunch is and it's warm.
And have lunch.
Yeah.
It's a great idea.
Yeah.
Listeners wondering about the pre-made little breakfast baps that you can do. You know, the kind of like Slimbo type bagels or little bap breads.
Yeah.
The turkey rashers and the egg. Do they keep in a fridge?
In a fridge, yeah. In a freezer. Sometimes when you freeze certain things, like they don't come out the same way. Mm. But yeah, like any food that you prepare, it's got today and then plus 2 days. So it's always got 3 days. So that's really the rule for every food.
But I suppose they can probably like bread been stored in the fridge, pre-cooked with, I imagine, some kind of turkey rashers or, an egg on top of it. It probably will go a little bit soggy or something.
It'll go a little bit soggy, yeah. Certain things that are maybe, even like when you're making these muffins, it's really important to make sure that they go on a wire rack so they don't get soggy. They're going to change a little bit even when you take them out the next time. But that's okay. They hold pretty well.
Yeah.
So.
Well, listen, I've no excuse now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Actually, something that's quite interesting and tasty and doesn't taste like bloody porridge. Siobhan Berry from Mummy Cooks. Thanks a million, Siobhan, for joining us today with some batch cooking breakfast tips. All of Siobhan's recipes, of course, they're in her book and they're on her socials. They'll be on our own socials here at News Talk as well.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk.